In times of financial downturn, God's plan sets you apart from this world system. Join Pastor George Pearsons today for an encouraging message on how you're not subject to failing economic times. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Welcome to day two of 10 Days of Prosperity. I'm Pastor George Pearson, senior pastor here on the campus of Kenneth Copeland Ministries at Eagle Mountain International Church. And once again, thank you, Kenneth and Gloria, my spiritual parents and in-laws. I want to thank you for allowing me to be on this broadcast, and what a privilege it is. We are studying the topic of financial prosperity. And the way that the Lord put this to me was, back a few months ago in the church, the Lord said, I want you to call September Prosperity Month. And so we overdosed on messages about prosperity. And that's what we're doing on these broadcasts. We are immersing ourselves in the subject of financial prosperity. If you miss any of these, you can go to kcm.org. You can look online there, and we have all the broadcasts there. All of my notes are available. Just go to the sweet spot there on the home page, and you can click onto that sweet spot. You can get all of my notes, download them, print them out, study them out. But this is day two of our time together of 10 days of prosperity. We're going to talk about today and tomorrow a word that the Lord gave to me. And that word is that we are not subject to the times. It's important for you to know that. It is important for you to know that you are here on this earth, but you are not of it. It is important for you to know that you operate in a different kingdom and in a different realm. No matter what is going on around you, listen to me, listen. No matter what is going on around you, turn your face here. Do not pay attention. Do not pay attention to what is being said. I know just the other day that Terry and I, we were watching television and watching the news, and on this particular broadcast, it was really, really a very bleak picture that that individual was painting. And so we just paused the TV for a moment, looked at each other, and we said, it's prosperity time in our household. And we just began to confess the word. We just confessed to each other, we are blessed coming in, we are blessed going out. We're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field. You know, ever since we've been doing this, and there has been an intensity, and I guess you're witnessing it in me right now, but there has been an intensity. It's like the volume has been turned up. The spiritual volume has been turned up. And when Terry and I pray over our meals, those prayer times are no longer, Father, thank you for our food, amen. Those prayer times turn into Holy Spirit-led times of prayer and pressing into God and pressing into Him and pressing in to Him where you're concerned, where debt freedom and having your needs met and bills paid are concerned. And so what we're going to talk about today and tomorrow, we are not subject to the times. Say that out loud. We are not subject to the times. And I want you to open your Bibles to John 17. We'll look at that in a moment. But I want to lay a foundation for this of some of the things that the Lord spoke to me about concerning not being subject to these times. When we talk about not being subject to the times, the word subject means that when someone is subject to another, they are under the dominion or the rule or the control of another. We are not subject to these times. As the Lord put it to me, you are not subject to, nor do you live under the dominion, the rule, the control, or the influence of whichever way the economy and the world system is going at the moment. You are not subject to that. Listen to me. Those of you in business, they might say that your business has taken a downturn, your particular field or area. Do not accept that. Do not receive that, and do not believe that. We have some folks that drive down here from Oklahoma to come to Fort Worth to go to church, and they live out in the country, but they have neighbors that you can see, but they all have gardens out there. And over the last summer, it was a very dry summer up there. And all of the crops that were in these gardens, they were not producing very well, except for this family, except for this one family. And they brought me in July, we always celebrate pastor's birthday, we have a big fellowship time out here, and they brought me a watermelon. And this watermelon, I am not exaggerating, it was this big. It was gigantic. And I ate it. And it was good. But they brought it to me, and the neighbors were saying, we're not producing anything here. And look what you've got. Well, what is that? That's the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord upon your business and upon your family. You are not subject to the times. The times are subject to you. You are not under the dominion and the rule of the times. You are not under the dominion and the rule of the economic situation that's going on. No, on the contrary, that is subject to you. The Lord said, the times that we are in are subject to the authority of the word, the blood, and the name that is spoken and acted upon by the believer in Christ. When you release your faith through the words of your mouth, and you speak to the mountain of debt, it has to erode. It has to be cast into the sea. But on the contrary, if you begin to be subject to that and you fall in line with everybody else in everybody's unbelief, you're going to go on that same path. Well, you know, the Bible talks about us not being rebellious towards Him. But you can certainly be rebellious towards the devil. And you can certainly rebel against lack and shortage in your life, not enough, and the poverty syndrome. You can certainly rebel with the Word of God because that is not you. You are blessed beyond measure. The times are subject to us. We, the Lord said, we are subject to and we are governed by another economy and another system. Brother Copeland has been preaching this to us, that we are subject to another economy. We're subject to another kingdom of heaven system, the kingdom of God. You and I live in a secret place. Let me give you a couple of scriptures. Psalm 27, 1 through 6. It's talking about how He hides us in His pavilion in a time of trouble. In Psalm 32, 6 and 7, you are my hiding place. We are the hiding place when those things come upon us. And this one in Psalm 31, 14, 15, this is a great scripture. My times are in your hands. We are not subject to the times. We are not subject to the economy. We are not subject to statistics. You are not subject to the statistics. Whether they are health statistics, whether they are financial statistics, you, as Brother and Sister Copeland have been preaching to us, with long life will He satisfy us and show His salvation. You're not subject to the statistics of old age. And you certainly are not subject to the statistics of if the economy is down, we're all going down. Everybody, you know, everybody's stock is down and everybody's investments are down. No, I've got investments in the kingdom of heaven. I sow, I tithe, and I'm a harvester, and I'm a reaper. And so, my times are in His hands. I want you to take a look at this in John chapter 17. This is a prayer that Jesus prayed, not only for the disciples, but He prayed it for us. And starting in verse 13, Jesus said, "And now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word. And the world has hated them because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world." So you see here, the ground is being laid. We're not subject to the times. You are not of this world system. I'm here in the world, but I am not of the world system. You've got to make a choice today, right now. You've got to make a choice. You must make the choice. Are you going to be subject to the times, or are you going to begin to operate in the kingdom of heaven system and walk in the realm of the Spirit? Verse 15, "I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil." Keep us from the evil that's in the world. There's evil that's out there. But because of the blood of the Lamb, you can be protected from the evil. You can be in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing. You can be in the right place with God in the place that you should be and avert tragedy, accident, in danger, I pray that over you right now. I pray that over your family right now. In the name of Jesus, He is keeping you from all evil. I pray that over your children, your grandchildren, and your families. He said, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. And then He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. To sanctify means to separate. Separate them from what? From the world and the effects of the world. Separate them from the world system. By my truth, my word is truth. So you stand on the word of God and you'll be separated from the world system. And it may look like people all around you are falling apart, but you will stand and you will stand firm and stand strong. There was a photograph that was printed out and sent out during a massive hurricane. And you may have remembered this photograph, but it's on the coast of Florida, and all of the houses are wiped out except for this one. And it's an amazing looking sight. That one house is standing. You'll stand. You'll stand. You'll stand in your business when other businesses are falling. And I'm not praying for other businesses to fall. I am not praying for houses to be foreclosed. And I'm not praying for people to failure. But by golly, there's a curse out there. And if you're not walking in the blessing of Abraham, underneath this cover, you're outside of the curse. And when people can see that you are being blessed, just like those people in Oklahoma that had that huge crop of watermelon, people were saying, why are you blessed? You can tell them and get them in out of the rain of terror and the rain of evil and the rain of poverty, and get them over onto the side with God. As thou hast sent me into this world, even so I've sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified or separated. You are separated. There is a wall of redemption that separates us from the curse. Verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And so he's praying for us here. Neither do I pray for these alone, but for them also, which will believe on me through their word. So he was praying for us that we would be separated. Separated from what? He said, I will separate them from the evil. In this case, the financial disaster that has tried to grip this nation and grip the world, he'll separate you from that. You are separated from it. And you better start acting like it, and you better start talking like it. And I know that seems harsh, but get with the program. I'm on fire about this. I'm on fire about God anyway. I'm on fire about His presence, His provision, and His love for us. And there is a stirring deep on the inside of me for His people, that they walk free from that bondage. I ran some scripture references about this keeping us from the evil. Matthew 6:13, deliver us from evil. And you can get all these scriptures online at kcm.org. Matthew 6:13, he said, deliver us from evil. Galatians 1:4, deliver us from this present world. Now, he's not talking about there us dying and go to heaven. He's just talking about delivering us from the stuff that's going on, that we can be a reflection of Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ in this earth financially. 1 John 5:18, the wicked one touches us not. The wicked one does not touch your finances. He cannot touch my finances. Well, Pastor, how can you be so confident about that? Because I'm a tither. I'm a tither. And that separates me. Tithing is an insurance policy for the rest of the 90% of your income. The 10% is a policy that ensures that you'll not be robbed from, stolen from. Terry and I, we've gotten into some investment deals in the past, and we've lost some money. But really, we didn't lose that money. Let me correct that right there. Money was temporarily gone from us, and it came back Why? Because I'm a tither. I'm a tither. And it came back sevenfold. That's the promise. So if there has been money that has been temporarily gone from your account because of an investment you made, you stand on the scripture that says it has to come back sevenfold. And it has. It has. Even in my mistakes, God is merciful and He's kind and He's good. I am not subject to this system. And so what do? Where investments are concerned, I pray in tongues and pray it out in the Spirit first and make sure I hear from God. But the wicked one does not touch your finances. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says He makes a way for us to escape. He makes a way for you and I to escape. Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit and life of Christ in Christ Jesus has separated me. You're separated. You are not subject to the times. That's a word from the Lord. You're not subject to the times. Maybe you need to put a sign, make a little sign out of cardboard and put it on your TV, or put a yellow sticky on the TV and said, "We are not subject to the times." You're not. And Jesus prayed for you that you would be separated and you would be sanctified by that. On the contrary, once again, and I've said that three times on this broadcast, on the contrary, no, we thrive and we prosper in tough times. If we get the opportunity during this week, we'll talk about Isaac. And we'll talk about how Isaac, he sowed in famine and he reaped the hundredfold return. Isaac was the richest man on the earth in the midst of a famine. And we'll talk about that some. We'll talk about how we walk in times of famine. But in tough times, we prosper. We prosper. And we, Terry and I, tell each other that. In tough times, we prosper. We prosper. We sow our way through. We tithe our way through. We just climb back into the Word of God and we believe it with all of our hearts and we do not allow anything else to get down into our hearts. We are not subject to the economy. You are not subject to the economy. Say it. I am not subject to the economy. Say it. I am not subject to the economy. We flourish in spite of what is happening. And we are untouched. And these are all things that the Lord spoke to me. We remain untouched and we remain unaffected by the things that are around us. In the remainder of this broadcast, I want to talk to you about something the Lord showed to me in Exodus. Exodus chapter 8. Let's look at that. In Exodus chapter 8, and in verse 23, you realize that, and I'll give you the short version of this, but you realize that there were living in the same area the Egyptians and the children of Israel. The children of Israel in the land of Goshen. But there was a separation between the two. There was a separation between what was going on with the Egyptians and what was going on with the children of Israel. There is a separation here. And it's the separation that Jesus prayed about. It's the sanctification. It's us being separated from the world system. It's you making the decision that you're separated from the world system. And in this particular scripture, in Exodus chapter 8, verse 20, "And the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. He comes forth to the water and say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Or else, if he will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee," or that curse is opened up, "and the curse will send the swarms of flies upon the servants and upon the people and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies and also the ground where they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end or the result that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow this sign shall be." I will put a division between my people and thy people. And that division, in my Bible, there's a Hebrew word there for the word division, and it's the word redemption. Redemption. There is a wall of redemption that separates you and I. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of poverty so that we would walk in the blessing of Abraham. And the book of Exodus is a picture of this. There is a wall of redemption that separates you and I from the financial crisis that is going on because you and I operate in the kingdom of heaven system on the earth, and we are not subject to the times. Listen to this. We read about the separation of the swarms of flies. It goes on in chapter 9, the cattle of the children of Israel didn't die, and the cattle of the Egyptians did. Also in chapter 9, there was no hail upon the children of Israel, but it hailed upon the Egyptians. In chapter 10, there was light in the land of Goshen. There was darkness on the side of the Egyptians. You and I are separated from the curse. Make that decision today. I'm redeemed from the curse. There is a wall of separation that has separated us from that curse of the law. And you and I are blessed. In Galatians 3:9, it says, they which are of faith are blessed. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus? If you don't, make Him your Savior right now. It is so important that you do that. You say, Jesus, be my Lord. Jesus, be my Savior. Save me from the mess that's out there. Encompass me with your love. And it's so easy to do that. Just make Him your Lord. You are separated. And those of you that already know Jesus as your Lord, make a recommitment to Him right now. Jesus, you are my Savior. You redeem me from the curse. And I am not subject to these times. I am subject to the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ and the system of God that is in the kingdom of heaven. Father, we believe in Jesus' name for the prosperity of Almighty God coming upon this congregation. Lord, we thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You stay with us and we will be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 14th through 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. For every expectation, every desire, every responsibility, there's a bill that needs to be paid. When it comes to cash flow, too often we find ourselves more overcome than on top. To turn the tables, you need a paradigm shift, an awakening. To get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. Total immersion in the Word. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to equip you with the same life-changing tools that empowered them to annihilate financial turmoil and live an abundant, debt-free life. When activated, the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough equips you to think spiritually about your finances, positioning you for financial breakthrough, paving the way for a productive attitude for wealth and prosperity. No matter what financial challenge you face, with God, all things are possible. Purchase your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough for just $19.99. And as a bonus, we'll send you a free CD series by Pastor George Pearson's on living your life stress-free. A $49.99 value now available at a 60% savings. Order several copies for family and friends. They make great Christmas gifts, too. For an additional product discount and faster processing, visit kcm.org. The 10-day spiritual action plan and living your life stress-free. Order yours today.
All this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory and Next, we are experiencing 10 days of prosperity. We are immersing ourselves, washing our minds and our hearts with this. You can do the same thing with the 10-day action plan for financial breakthrough in your life. And that's what this is all about. You can get this, you can read the devotionals every day. And those devotions, they're written by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, just power-packed with information that you need to renew your mind and to become so totally immersed night and day in the Word of God about prosperity, and it will change your circumstances. In addition to this, you'll receive free the 6 CDs that I taught about living your life stress-free. And it's time for you to live in a place of perpetual rest no matter what is going on. Let's do this right now. I want to continue today talking to you about this confession that we make at Eagle Mountain International Church. You can get this online. Just go to kcm.org and click on to Pastor's Notes. But this is one of the things that we confess. We confess at every one of the times that we receive our offerings that we receive interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, lost money found, bills paid off, and that's exactly what God wants to do for you. You get a hold of that confession, and you and your family make that every single day, and you'll see, in the same way that's been going on in our church, gifts and surprises have been coming into our church. Praise God for that. You can use that in your prayer time. And listen, speaking about prayer, we have here at the Partner Service Center, we have anointed ministers. These people are wonderful. I know many of them, and they are absolutely tremendous, power-packed in prayer, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call into here, right here in Fort Worth, Texas. We don't have some folks somewhere else that are taking these calls. These are our own Spirit-filled, wonderful people. And if you have a prayer need, you go ahead and call us. And you know something? We also have offices all over the world. So you check their hours of operation. You find out where we have offices there. I want you to join us tomorrow. We want to help you to renew your mind to the Word of God about prosperity, financial prosperity. And tomorrow, I want you to know that we're going to be talking about same conditions, but different results. This is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that we love you and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-600-7395.